Hey there, I'm Laura Lewis Edwards, and I'm actually co-host to Dr. Jill Wade, who is the host of the Beyond Face Value Show. And we are now going into our second in our series on smile design, smile makeovers. And today we're going to be talking about the hows. And here it is there a right or wrong way in getting a smile makeover? Because in our last episode, we did talk about the whys, and there was even an introductory episode part where you meet the doctors, Dr. Jill Wade and Dr. Jody Dana. And so today, our good doctors are going to be diving into exactly what happens when you go through the process of getting a smile makeover or smile design. And that's pretty interesting. So I'm ready. Are you all ready, Dr.?
We are
Dana,
so ready.
Dr.
So
Jill ready. Wade, let's go for it.
All right. Well, you've made the decision that you're going to have your smile design. You've come up with an idea. You've met the doctor that you love, and you feel very confident in the decision that you're making. You've figured out how many teeth that you want to have done. And what do we do next? Well, what we do next is called the diagnostic wax-up. The diagnostic wax-up is basically just impressions of your mouth. And that is sent through a digital scan to our laboratory, and they do what's called a white wax wax-up. And that is based on all the information that Dr. Wade and I have given the laboratory about the changes that you as the consumer are wanting to make.
Can I dive in?
How we talked
about
that?
I was just going to say that, because this is the part where you guys go, okay, here's the first part. You took me mm-hmm. back into a room, and you guys used a device mm-hmm. that you put in my mouth, a digital scanner, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And just from that, which is so cool, that you were able to create my wax up. And when I came in to see you, and you go, and you said, there was on the screen,
yes,
as well as you said something in front of me, and
that
you said,
correct.
Look, this is your wax up.
Well, we did it a little bit different.
We did?
Well, that was the gist.
It's my memory. My memory.
It's been a little bit. We did put it up on the screen.
Yes.
And we make sure to let you know what your teeth look like first. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember
that.
So
the befores were up there. And
sorry,
then we had the
after. It's powerful.
It is powerful, because a lot of times you don't understand what other people are seeing. So when you see it up on a big screen and it's your teeth, and you know you're about to make some changes, you're excited about it at that point because you're ready to move forward.
And I'll tell you what was most powerful, though. And I do remember, I'm sorry, I was mixed up with the order.
That's okay.
But seeing my teeth before and seeing what they will be. And, yeah. You know, you guys are looking at teeth all the time. We don't really have to, like, look at, like we can avoid looking at our teeth. But I'm older. My lower teeth have gotten darker, because when people get older, right, teeth darken. And that's what really stood out for me, is that, wow, my teeth are darker. Oh my gosh, I cannot wait to have them put on. So it really got me excited at that point.
And that's what we want for you. We want you to be a part of the excitement that we feel. When Dr. Wade and I do this work on someone, we have studied your case. We have looked at your models. We have looked at function. We have looked at every single part of every piece of your case, because we want that experience to be good for you. We want that to be life-changing.
Yeah, we want you to not just like your results, we want you to love your results.
Yes.
I mean, absolutely love it. So what we're looking at during this phase, when we're talking to the lab about the diagnostics, so we get to choose color. We get to straighten, you know, if you've got crowding going on, we get to straighten things out. And then we also get to pick the shapes. Yes. And this is when you really want somebody well-trained who's done a lot of cases and who understands the design aspect. And that's why we call it a smile design sometimes, is because your teeth are not going to look right on my face, and my teeth are not going to look right on your face. And what people don't understand is sometimes your face shape is actually going to guide you to the shape of your teeth. But I always have my patients do a little bit of homework as well. I want them to go back and find, like, their high school picture. Get something up really close where your teeth, before they were worn down or before gravity happened and everything started shifting around and moving down and forward and getting more crowded. But find a picture of you that you really thought you looked good and you looked beautiful.
Something you were prideful of.
Yeah.
And that doesn't necessarily mean
that everybody even has
or has it. Yeah. Sometimes you can look at a magazine mm-hmm. and see, hey, I love Jennifer Gardner's teeth or I mm-hmm. love J-Lo's teeth. Yeah. But those may not fit your face.
Right.
But there's something about those teeth that have gravitated you to them. So what about those teeth do you love? Because just because those exact ones don't fit on your face, what you like about them may very well fit on your
exactly.
face.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
So we are trying to get as much information out of you as possible as to what you want this smile to look like. Trust me, we have patients that come in every single day that says, Doc, I don't care, just make me look good. Well, that's the hardest thing for Dr. Wade and I to do is because we don't know what you want.
What the perception
is. What's your perception of looking good.
Right.
So it is homework for you as the patient to decide, do I want rounded teeth? Do I want flat teeth? Do I want them to show if there's a difference between a feminine smile and a masculine smile? There's so much
we
to
take
it.
Even into thought. What do you do?
Yes.
Are you an attorney? Do you need to be aggressive? Are you a CEO? Are you a librarian? Are you a school teacher?
Are you on TV?
Are you on TV? All of these things yeah. go into play.
Right.
So that's why this initial part on the how is so important. Because when we get this part right, I hate to tell you guys, but for us, the rest is cake.
It's cake.
It's this important part to make the home runs or what we call the home runs yes. in the end.
Yep, that's exactly correct. 100%.
Wonderful.
Did we talk about the how? So we have this diagnostic wax up. Did we talk about why we as dentists have this diagnostic wax up so that our temporaries?
Yeah, well, now we're going to get to that.
So
after you get the diagnostic wax up, you come into the office, we sit you there, we post your befores up there, we post your what your teeth could look like with your diagnostic wax up. But most importantly, I have hand models. I have models of your befores and I have models with your diagnostic wax up for you to actually hold in your hand to see that tangible.
So that's what I was talking about.
Exactly. You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. We just were a little bit premature.
Okay.
So you have this diagnostic wax up in your hand. At that point, you're telling me and telling Dr. Wade, I like this. I like this. I'd like these to be a little bit more rounded. But the most important thing for us is that you love that wax up. Well, the laboratory also makes what's called a matrix from that diagnostic wax up, which is very important for us because on prep day, which is our favorite day for the patient, it's hard for us. Prep day.
Oh, gosh.
Prep day's hard because we're concentrating. We're really thinking a lot about what's going on. So after you've prepared those teeth, you're using the matrix that is a mimic of what that diagnostic wax up is. So the day that you leave on prep day, your teeth look exactly like what that diagnostic wax up looks like. And guess what happens? You're going to go home and you're going to critique those for 3 days. And then you're going to come right back to the office after 3 days and you're going to sit down with me and we're going to go over tooth by tooth. If you like it, if you don't like it, what do you want changed? It's your opportunity to make every change that you could possibly imagine in there.
I love to call it dress rehearsal.
Yes.
That's dress rehearsal.
It is dress rehearsal.
And I tell them this is the stage. We've got curtains, which are your lips, and your curtains can move back a little bit when you're talking and a whole bunch when you're smiling. So when you are evaluating your temporaries mm-hmm. or your dress rehearsal, you can't go up with a 10 times mirror and look at every single little bitty teeny tiny detail. It's conversation distance. It's in the mirror. It's how other people see you. What's the general shape, size, and you know, fullness? And is there anything that we want to change? Because that's the time to decide when to change anything so that we can be so particular with the laboratory that when they make the finals, which you'll come back in a couple of weeks to get, I mean, you're getting exactly what you want.
It's like putting a glove on at that point. You take off those temporaries and you put your glove on your teeth.
Absolutely.
And if you've done your job and you've really studied what your temporaries look like, the rest is just beautiful. It is just beautiful.
I know. I'm really excited. This is tomorrow
shade,
for me. Oh, my gosh.
Color. And getting back to what you said about changing people's orthodontics. So for all of us that are a little bit older, and that gentleman that I was telling you about earlier, he was older, getting back into the world. Would he have best been suited with traditional orthodontics? Absolutely. We always say, if you want this to be perfect, orthodontics is the way to go. But I can make them perfect in my veneers or in my crowns. And that's what shows in the diagnostic wax-up. So that gentleman, I gave him that option. He saw the diagnostic wax-up and he's like, I'm talking 2 years versus 8 weeks.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. And I'm not taking away from ortho by any means. Yeah. Ortho is always the best way to go. But if you're on a time crunch or you're older in life and you want it now, get it now.
Absolutely. We also have a lot of females who are going to be getting married. And who doesn't want to look their very absolute best on their wedding day? Mm-hmm. But guess what? I also have a lot of parents who also want to look good on their children's wedding day. Right. And so we're dealing with a time crunch. Mm-hmm. And so, like you said, you can't always do the traditional orthodontics. They need a little bit of a faster result. Yep. They also have maybe a couple other little issues. And so when you're talking about a smile makeover, it's the best option. So, Laura, I want to ask you a question real quick, because okay. I do find it a question that a lot of my patients ask me during that. We've gone through the diagnostic phase and everything. And then they want to know a little bit of the specifics of what's really going to happen to my teeth. What's really happening when you prep my teeth? We call it prep day, or, you know, getting things ready. Do you feel like patients need to understand that just a little bit? Because we'd be happy to go over that if you do.
Yeah, I do. I do. I think that it is an investment in many ways. The way that Dr. Dana did it with me, that there is a certain amount of preparation that happened to my teeth, and that there's no turning back, really. But I'm happy to have no turning back because of the major benefits that I've experienced with mine, which talked about, you know, decreased sensitivity to cold. It's like I have armor on my teeth that looks gorgeous, right?
Yes, right.
And
it doesn't stain.
And it doesn't stain. It looks good. So there's a lot of benefits to it. So, yes.
For me, when a patient asks me that question, I think that's a great question because nobody wants to have their teeth cut down. But I always have them think of it this way. So if I was just going to lay some porcelain on top of your teeth, 2.5 millimeters is the standard for us to have. What do your understructure teeth look like? Are they stained? Are they discolored? And you're putting this piece of porcelain on top of a stained or discolored tooth that's going to show through because you only have 2.5 millimeters of thickness for your porcelain. So you want to give the lab the best possible scenario to give you the white smile that you're trying to accomplish. And if you don't prep or cut back just a little bit for them to thicken that tooth, you're going to see show through of your natural tooth underneath it. Now, there are no prep veneers out there. And some of them are very beautiful, but think about the thickness. Most people that have no prep veneers feel like their teeth are as thick as chiclets. Think about that chiclet bubble gum.
Okay.
It's super, super thick because you're just adding layers to a tooth that's already got natural thickness.
That makes total sense. I've never thought about that.
And
before.
What we find, and trust me, we've been around long enough. We've seen every kind of veneer come through the marketplace you could ever imagine. Mm-hmm. So we understand all of them. What we've seen as dentists is that when you do something that thick, it actually hurts the gum tissue and the bone structures around the teeth. They stay irritated, they stay raw, they stay bleeding. That is why we aren't huge fans. It has to be a very, very specific case, a very, very specific reason why we would do no prep veneers. And it's not the common. We usually do go on the side of being able to reduce the tooth just enough to basically make it back to the exact shape and size it should be that you want and that we're trying to achieve.
That makes
not any more,
perfect sense.
Not any more than you have to, but just enough to do that well. And again, remember, she talked about this, longevity. I can put a really thin one on your tooth. You're going to be seeing me again in about 5 years to get it done again. Because it's just, I tell it kind of like with women, it's like putting a fingernail tip on your finger and you're using it and you're every touching day. Something every single day.
Every day.
Because how many times do you chew and bite into things every single day?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Do you think a very thin, you know, veneer on a front tooth that you're going to use, tear into things and chew on things,
fried
is going
chicken.
To last a long time?
Fried chicken.
Ribs.
You're going to
corn
cut.
On the cob. They're
gonna pop.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to be coming to visit us very soon to have them rebonded back on. Oh, my because gosh. They're going to come off.
So, again, that's off. What we... You know, when you're really thinking about these smile designs, we're not just thinking about the cosmetics. We're thinking about the function and the longevity.
Has to be longevity.
Absolutely.
If you're going to invest that much money into doing something like a smile design, you want it to be the best that it can possibly be. Don't hinder your doctor from making the decision that's going to give you long-term results. That's right. The so most true. Important thing that I can say.
Or is, don't do it until you can do it right.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. Right. If you're getting discounted veneers, they're discounted for a reason. They really are.
Right. So true. So
they
true.
Really are.
Well, I love that. The how is obviously what we enjoy the most as dentists, but it is important that everybody understands what they're committing to, that it is irreversible.
It's life-changing.
And that's okay because it's life-changing, and you wouldn't want to reverse back to it anyway, right?
You're not going to go back to where you were before because that's why you're there to begin with.
That's right.
Absolutely. That's right.
That's why you're there to begin with.
So fantastic. So this is going to segue us into our next part of the series, which is the
when.
When are we going to do this? When are we going to start the
For
fun?
Me, it's tomorrow.
Also, to help us grow and expand our reach, be sure to like and subscribe to this show on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever you prefer. Just remember, it's time to live your legacy now. I'm Dr. Jill Wade, and this has been the Beyond Face Value Show. Until next time.